This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming to you live from the Groove Tenders. Speaking of tenders, the snack wrap is back, baby.
Woo!
Fresh off the press, 10:30, you can get your first snack wrap.
Yep. I saw also today, Jack in the Box is releasing their version of the snack wrap. Now, they don't exist in Kansas City anymore. They closed all their locations, I believe, so you're not going to be able to get that here. But theirs is $3.29, and they advertise it, and they say it's under 400 calories. So if you're kind of trying to eat healthy-ish, come to Jack in the Box and get a snack wrap.
Call it Jack Wrap.
Yeah, under $400 or $400, 400 calories for the...
Yeah, McDonald's is selling each of theirs for $2.99.
Yeah.
One is ranch, one is spicy. So you can't just buy one today. You got to get two.
My kids bought the spicy ramen stuff yesterday that they ordered. I don't know. Mac, you're younger. You may have to be part of this thing.
Heat.
Spicy
ramen at 92 degrees.
Yeah, outside. Some sort of spicy ramen showed up. I'm like, my wife's like, we ordered ramen for you years ago and you didn't eat it. Well, that was chicken flavored. Now we got a case of spicy ramen. They didn't like it.
Didn't like it?
Well, of course not.
Funny. You should make something on the Blackstone with
too spicy. Can you do ramen? You have to pre-cook the noodles, though.
Yeah,
obviously. You could do like a lo mein sort of type thing. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
You do the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cook that spicy ramen and put like a little dry rub on a salmon, and then when you get home at night, you know, about 6, 5:30, I guess, throw it on the Blackstone all together, chop it up. You got a little spicy ramen salmon meal.
Smash.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not a bad idea at all. So
full of ideas.
Why order this stuff? Have a sample. If you like it, great. We'll get more. Here's a case.
Somebody's saying, somebody's saying on the text line, thank you, Bob, for the tease. All the Jack in the Box in the area are closed.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. That's
but there is one. Somebody says there is one off Johnson Drive and I-35.
I don't think so. They've all shut
down. I think
they're
all gone. And yeah. It was fast. It was like the Baltimore Colts, man.
It was.
You went to bed the next morning. They were like, you know, people taking the sign. I remember coming down Metcalf the next day. I was like, oh, man, they're really. Because I saw the article literally like on a Tuesday night. Woke up Wednesday, took Metcalf, looked to my right, there's no Jack in the Box here. They were literally like taking the stuff down in the middle of the morning at 5 o'clock.
There's one on 119th by Hy-Vee over in Olathe, and I was like driving by there the other day, and all of a sudden, like boarding up the windows. I'm like, God, they did not wait. Like, we're closing, and they did close, and they were done. But ask yourself this question. When was the last time you went to a Jack in the Box?
Never. I did. I went one time to get tacos to put like a certain something in the taco to make it easier to eat. And then I don't remember eating Jack in the Box.
What did you go to the Jack in the Box last?
It's like 5 years ago, 3 a.m. Had our Uber stop there and we got him something too. It was great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. It's a long time ago.
We had the cashier guy do like a freestyle and took a video of him, acted like we were like big YouTubers. It was pretty funny. Yeah.
That's pretty
funny.
That's awesome.
It was pretty funny, dude.
Did he do I haven't been since 99.
99.
Yeah, the woman licked her fingers, touched my fries, haven't been back since. Didn't even eat that meal. So I've never eaten there.
What I tell you, it's always Bob.
It's always me. Yeah.
It's always Bob.
That's crazy.
Fesco, your enthusiasm. This was New Heights. Matt Nagy was their guest. We talked about how they called the Chris Jones play Swingin' D.
Right.
This was his discussion about the new arrival of a left tackle named Josh Simmons.
I got to ask you, offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You drafted Josh Simmons. This kid looks incredible. Looked incredible at Ohio State. What do you think he'll bring once he's fully back and healthy?
Yeah, I really love his athleticism. You're right. I mean, his ability to really show his strength and athleticism on the edge, one-on-one, being able to recover if he gets beat. I mean, it's rare.
Dude, it was like flashes of like Jason Peters, like Trent Williams type of movement and bending and redirecting.
I agree
100%. Yeah.
Agree, man. He's going to really put it together. And I think like right now, just Jace, as you know, man, just kind of understanding the calls and all the different calls you can have at the line of scrimmage, when you're going to, you know, squeeze and, you know, just
tell the guard, that's what the guard's for. He's got to block the man Mountain Dean on the end. The guard could tell him, you know, hey,
that's right. That's right. So he's really, really been locked in, though. It's been great to see him, like, in meetings and out of practice. He's almost sometimes a little bit too serious because he's really locked in. It's good to see.
So that's offensive coordinator Matt Nagy there talking about the first-round pick in Josh Simmons. And also, I hate to be biased, but if I'm going to hear anybody talk about an offensive lineman, I probably want it to be a Hall of Fame center in Jason Kelce. Yeah. And the way that he talks about him gives me insight, especially those two names he drops. I mean, Trent Williams. I mean, come on now.
I know that's the guy that we've wanted here in Kansas City for a decade, you know, and they were close to getting Trent Williams, but his heart was in San Francisco. You know, it happens, and you want to stay where you are. There's no hard feelings about that. But I think, look, I think he has the opportunity to be a great football player. I know Binkley doesn't like him, but, man, I mean, if this guy is healthy, he is a top 10 pick, and I think he's healthy right now. This is we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. The beauty of Brett Veach and Andy Reid being secure in their jobs. They're able to make picks like Josh Simmons. they're able to take guys like FAU. They're able to take guys that you don't need to have make a big impact because they're secure in their jobs. A lot of GMs pass on a guy like Josh Simmons because they know if they don't draft the star in that first round, the fans are going to be pissed. They're probably going to lose games, and then they're going to lose their job. Here in Kansas City, they have the ability, the street cred, the, you know, the all the pelts on the wall, if you will. They can go out there and draft who they want. They don't have to draft for today. They can draft and take a chance on a guy like Josh Simmons. The winning obviously has helped all of that, clearly, but also having that job security and Andy Reid and Brett Veach together, they know they're not going anywhere. They can say to themselves, you know what? We don't have to have a guy that's going to come be an impact player today, but this guy could be an impact player for the next 10 years. Let's go take a chance on him while everybody else is passing on him. And now we've got our left tackle. It's kind of like the Michael Penix, you know, move a couple of years ago by the Atlanta Falcons. Didn't really need a quarterback, but looked at the landscape of things and went, oh, the hell, we're going to draft a quarterback anyway, because there's no good ones for the next couple of years. And so I love the fact that we're in that position where they're able to make moves like that in the draft. Ultimately, at the day of the draft, you're like, eh. But as you move forward, you're like, damn, that guy is going to be a player for this team.
Yeah, because they've been, and like you said, they've been able to work ahead with this team building. Like, they have Jalen Moore as a depth piece. They've drafted other good offensive linemen. They know they're going to get this trade deal done. They've got the best center in the league right now because Jason's gone. They've done with the due diligence. They have the wherewithal to know, okay, Brett Veach, I know I can take this risk right now. And it's so rare in any sport for any team to have, I mean, this one addition, guys, if this one addition works out, the ceiling is the roof. This offense is going to be unstoppable if Josh Simmons is what we think he could be. If he's 80% of what Jason Kelsey's saying right now.
Right, exactly. And again, that's the beauty. If Brett Veach and Andy Reid weren't perennial winners and did not have the job security, they're not drafting that guy. Like, if this is like Andy's last year in Philly and it's like, you got to win or we're moving on,
yep,
you're not making a selection like this. But you know what? This is why this is works here in Kansas City, because you're able to make selections like this. You're able to build for the future while still winning in the present. And these GMs, these coaches, 99% of them don't have the job security and the ability to do that. They're always fearful for their jobs. Andy and Brett walk in there and they're like, they're calling Clark and saying, hey, we need breakfast. You know, like, that's the job security that they have in there, you know?
I think the other thing too, which I thought Mac was going to get into, which he kind of did, is that the thing I will always say about Brett Veach and the way they draft is they draft where they're going to need in future parts, right? Like, they have the availability and the time to do this because of where they put themselves in the past. Mahomes is 30, right? The one thing that Mahomes has always been great at is being an improvisational quarterback. Well, eventually that won't be there, right? Eventually you'll want to see him be more of a drop back passer because unfortunately time waits for no man, and that's it, right? Will be getting older and you'll have to see, okay, here we go. Sit back, three step, boom. Well, what do you need to have to be able to do that? A strong left tackle presence, someone that you can turn your back to and trust that's over there. If what they're saying, Trent Williams-esque, and he's got the athleticism and he can recover and he's fine and all that sort of stuff that Matt Nagy was saying, then in the future, in 2 or 3 years, when Joshua Simmons is now in his third year in the NFL and he's really got it locked down, hopefully that, what Max said, the ceiling is the roof, like Michael Jordan once said.
Heck yeah.
What you have there then is you go back, and in 3 years from now, if we're still doing this wonderful program, we go, remember when Brett Veach drafted a left tackle that it was kind of injured, nobody wanted, now he's the best left tackle in football, Mahomes is a drop back passer, and all of a sudden 3,500 is just a subpar year. Like, you will go back to this and be like, this is why. Remember when they drafted Trent McDuffie? Well, L'Jarius Sneed was going to want top of the market money. Goodbye, L'Jarius. Remember when they drafted Carl Loftus because they couldn't get pressure? Or they drafted Carl Loftus because they couldn't get pressure. Then all of a sudden you played Cincinnati again, 4 sacks in the first half against who? Joe Burrow and the Bengals, AFC Championship game, hello Super Bowl, and 3-year dynasty run to see if you could do a three-peat. Now, all of a sudden, your team is getting older. You drafted Xavier Worthy. You drafted Rashee Rice. You have Hollywood Brown for one more year at least. Travis Kelce is phasing out. And all of a sudden, you're going to have a drop back passer, Mahomes, with protection from the left side with a guy that runs a 4-2 whatever in the combine, and a Rashee Rice yak guy. They're planning for the future
in front of our eyes
every single year.
Yeah, then they've been doing it. They've been doing it since they took over this organization, and they drafted D. Ford. You know, and everybody's like, "Why are you drafting a linebacker? You got Justin Houston and Tom Bailey." Well, you needed D. Ford, and it proved out why they needed. And I still think there are folks who don't understand clearly what's going on with the Chiefs and they still get mad on draft day. We don't need that guy. And then that guy ends up becoming a great player because they're drafting ahead. But the other thing too is when you think about Josh Simmons, the possibilities, he may, his career in Kansas City from today forward may actually be longer than Patrick Mahomes' career in Kansas City. I mean, we're getting to that point now because if you're a good left tackle, and I'll just say like Orlando Pace, Anthony Munoz are Hall of Fame type guys, but they played 20 years in the NFL. Go up and look up a guy, Lomas Brown, played in the NFL for 21 or 22 years at the left tackle position and was unbelievably awesome at it. I believe he is now in the Hall of Fame, and if he's not, he should be in the Hall of Fame. But he played for 20-some years. And if Josh Simmons is, like Trent Williams, if Josh Simmons is going to be in that category, he's probably playing a hell of a lot longer after Patrick Mahomes retires if he becomes that left tackle that we think he's going to be and becoming that mainstay on that side of the football.
Coming up on the other side, a mainstay on Thursdays, which is Ben Maller. He joins us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, I want to start kind of in the NFL with the Mahomes conversation, because there's been a lot of hate towards Patrick Mahomes since the Super Bowl. Like, it's over, it's done. I mean, is it Mahomes fatigue? Is the national media just tired of Patrick Mahomes? I can't remember this kind of, you know, like, with Patrick Mahomes. We didn't see it with Tom Brady. We didn't see it with Peyton Manning. It's like everybody's done with Patrick now.
The issue, too, is how bad the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl. I don't know, you can't play much worse than that. So there's a hangover on that one. It's like, well, they lost the Super Bowl, and you know, people are ripping Kelce because he's out with his girlfriend, and they're ripping Mahomes because of this. So that is part of the deal. When you don't win and you're supposed to win and all that, people are going to take shots at you. But, hey, they make enough money. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, but it's like they just continue to win. That's the thing. It's like people have forgotten that Patrick Mahomes has done nothing short of an AFC championship game in his entire career. And I feel like people are bending over backwards to tell me Josh Allen's better than Patrick Mahomes now.
Yeah, well, it does make for good engagement. As you know, Bob, it's all, we are in the age of engagement. So if you get a reaction out of people, it works. And there are people, obviously, that are tired of Mahomes. He's on every commercial during the football season. He's a darling of Madison Avenue, and he's been that way for several years. He's been on television for insurance or whatever. He's been on there for everything. So that is part of it. But if you want to get a reaction, you got to take a little shot, take a little jab, body blow, occasional body blow, and that works as well.
Do you think these takes are the cause of a long, boring summer, or because people just don't care anymore and they're always on their phones and they just tend to get tired of seeing people all the time, so they start making, allegations?
But no, it's a little bit, if you were to make the recipe on how we got here, everyone's on their phone all the time. I was watching a baseball game last night, and they had this like special section of fans, and they kept showing them on the broadcast, and they were all looking at their phones. They weren't even watching the game. It was really funny, but that's pretty much how it goes. You're on your phone all the time, and it's a bit of fatigue, and you see these people all the time, and it is the off season. And the great thing about these stories is, as a fellow, and we are all hot take artists, these are the kind of stories, like, if Mahomes doesn't play well and the Chiefs have a bad year, you're like, I told you. And if they play well and they win again and they get back to a Super Bowl and they're in San Francisco or in the Bay Area next year, it's like, people will try to forget about it and pretend it didn't happen, and it's all made up and this, that, and the other thing. So that's how this works. And nothing's going to change. And then we'll wait in a training. I mean, we're right, training camps, like next week it starts for some teams. It's right around the corner. It's crazy.
It is. I mean, we're getting closer and closer and closer, and I think it's 3 weeks from today, actually, where we have that Hall of Fame game that nobody's going to be watching, but everybody's going to be talking about because it's football, and we can't wait to have, football back. And so that's the exciting part. And the other exciting part about having football back is Tom Brady's now dating Sofia Vergara. I mean, like, I don't know if that's the truth with Tom Brady right now, but that was the one that made its hay yesterday. And, man, Tom Brady, he's living himself a life.
Yeah, hey, why not? Now, the one report said they're not romantically involved. How is that possible? Like, are they? They're both middle-aged people. Do they go? You know, like, what are they doing? Are they golfing together? Going playing miniature golf? Like going out looking at antiques? Like, come on. Tom Brady mentioned Mahomes and the attention he gets. Well, Tom Brady, if you're running a tabloid website or a social media feed, you put Tom Brady in there still. That's golden, right? And Tom, you toss him with some famous woman. It was 2 weeks ago, it was Sydney Sweeney. Now it's Sophie Vergara and all this. And then who's next? What famous lady will be tied to Tom Brady next? Stay tuned, developing hot, dot, dot, dot. So it's a gold mine. When you get to that level, I mean, you can't, you're undefeated, right? You get to a certain level of celebrity, you're golden for the tabloids. Everyone's curious because they want to see what you're doing next.
Yeah, it's I can already see it. It's going to be Tommy B and Cardi B. He's going to get her after Stephon Diggs got dumped. I kid, but in all seriousness, I think one of the coolest things that we have in the dead beats of summer, I'm a baseball nerd, so I love it. I love the draft on Sunday. I geek out for Home Run Derby on Monday, and I'll be there for the All-Star Game on Tuesday, Ben, and I figured you'd be all in on this when they're going to use the ABS system in the All-Star Game to see what it looks like to give these stars some sort of, you know, look into the future, because it is coming. I get it. Players can say they don't want robot umpires, but players like to complain and bitch about the umpires all the time, but I feel like this will be a fun stage to see it.
Yeah, I'm against it, Dusty. We'll get to that. But how big a baseball guy? Are you on Baseball Savant every day looking at the spin rate, the exit velocity?
If you want to know, I have Baseball Savant as a app on my phone. I had, as a kid, my dad and I played Strat-O-Matic baseball, collect baseball cards, have looked into the draft to see who's going to go first. Is it going to be Mason Holiday or this kid from LSU who's a pitcher? So, yeah, whatever you want. I mean, I can tell you how they make the seams. I can tell you George Brett's waist size from 85 to 90, whatever you want.
Okay. Okay, you're all in. I got you. So I'm not all in on the umpires and the robot umpire and all that. Like, and some of it's nostalgia. Like, when I was a kid, the umpire, there was a different strike zone in the American League than the National League. You had these bigger than life personality umpires. Like, those are all gone. Like, the last one was Angel Hernandez, who was terrible, and Joe West, Country Joe West. And like, I remember as a kid, like, my experience with baseball growing up, Dusty, was going to games and seeing the interaction. You know, it was part of the show to me, the umpire strike zone, and pitchers would have to study. It was another thing about baseball. You had to study the strike zone of the pitcher. Like, Greg Maddux and those guys would study the strike zone of the umpire. And somebody ultimately is going to be making the strike zone in baseball, and then they're going to have an umpire there who's just going to repeat. You know, we saw that in spring training. I don't love it. I'll get used to it. I don't, you know, the whole pitch clock thing I thought was kind of lame. It's fine. I think it's unnecessary to get rid of the umpire. I like the human element. You know, and it's like, pitchers get hurt all the time. Why not just put a pitching machine on the mound? No one will ever get hurt again. You'll have perfect pitches. You can have a pitching machine that throws a curveball or a fastball. You'll eliminate Tommy John injuries for pitchers. Why not? You know, you can make an argument that we need to protect these young men that get hurt on the mound. So put a pitching machine out there. Who says no? If you say no, you want to see pitchers have Tommy John surgery.
You know, you're going to have all the owners in baseball running to celebrate that, because then they won't have to pay anybody.
I know, right? I know, right?
So they'll be all the owners would actually could say, oh, pitching machine instead of paying pitchers? I think we may do something like that. But I love the ABS. I think it may be the best thing we've seen, you know, kind of a revelation sports, if you will, in our lifetime. I got to witness it in spring training, and it's spectacular. It really is. I think it's the greatest thing that we're going to see. Fans are going to love it. Players are ultimately going to like it. And I think it's going to be great for the game.
Well, they'll get used to it, right? With anything. I mean, you've given enough time, people get used to it. They've been doing it in the minor leagues at some of the ballparks, and so they've been trying to slowly work it in and all that stuff. Now, my question is, if the game is 10-1, let's say the Royals are playing, I don't know, playing the Twins, it's 10-1, Royals are winning. Will they expand the ABS system? Will they have a larger strike zone to try to get the game over? Because that's what umpires will do. Like, real human beings will have a larger strike. Are they going to put a rule in there, some fine print? Well, if a team's up by 7 or 8 runs Remember the last game of the season or before the All-Star break, they'd always have the largest strike zone because they want to get the game over with. So are they gonna have that feature? I want to know. Do you know the answer? I need to know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the case or not, but if you're up 10-1, I hope you're not challenging a strike call at that point. You know?
Yeah, there'll always be that guy. It's like in basketball, a team, the game's over and the coach calls timeout with 30 seconds to go. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
Just get the thing over with.
And then
stop.
Fouls. And then he comes back and fouls in the last 30 seconds, take another hour to complete.
And then takes a bow. I never give up the game. I play to the end, you know. And they want to, you know, take a bow with the media after the game. It's like, no, the game was over. Get it over.
Game was over a long time ago, pal. You're just putting all of us in the media through misery. All right, before we let you get out of here, Deion's talking salary cap now in college football. That sounds to me like he knows he's not going to have enough money for the NIL to compete, and so he wants a salary cap. Your thoughts?
Yeah, first of all, Deion said he didn't want to coach in the NFL. This is the NFL. Hello, it's the NFL. Number two, you cannot unring the bell. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. The idea that you're going to put a salary cap in, it's going to work. You're just going to go back. Everything repeats itself. Just it'd be like the old Sopranos. Get those envelopes with cash because it's going to happen. That's how it's going to be if you put a salary cap in. The top players are still going to get more money, and they're still going to find ways to filter the money down to the other players that enter the transfer portal. So it's not a solution. It's not what Deion Sanders said it is. I don't buy it. And they've got to come up with something because it is wonky right now, but that's not going to be the answer.
No, Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the Home Run Derby, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller with us, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty.
Yeah, I figured he'd have been a fan of the ABS. Not a fan.
Not a fan. No, he likes the old school umpires, which is fine. But I'm gonna bet some money. Mm-hmm. He probably hasn't seen a game yet with the ABS in where he's in the crowd. Because I think a lot of people are against things that they haven't experienced, right? That's life, no matter what it is. Once you experience the ABS, and that's why I'm so glad it's going to be in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, Dusty, when it's on Wednesday morning, what are the topics going to be? Major League Baseball needs to institute this immediately. Fans are going to absolutely love the ABS when they see it in action. Those who don't like it or are skeptical haven't seen it. And you haven't seen it because it's only been in spring training and only been in the minor leagues. But on Tuesday night, when you see it, I promise you, you're going to love it as a fan. Love it.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All righty. That was a lefty last night in Bubich.
Elter Bubich. Okay.
Faulkner Bubich last night in that matchup.
One word on the Royal sweep.
Good. Needed. Had to happen. It's the Pirates, man. You gotta go sweep the losing teams. Take care of business. Get a little fat against these losing teams, right? And they did. That's good.
Powerful. Home runs were there. Salvi, two walk-offs. Caglione looked like a new man. Bobby Witt Jr. stayed. Bobby Witt Jr. It was a powerful sweep, man. You had your backs against the wall. You had the city almost ready to go straight to St. Joe tomorrow. I mean, All-Star break would have just been full of people looking at the schedule for St. Joe and saying, when are we going to go? When did the quarterback sign?
Mm-hmm.
When did the tight end sign? I'll go get a running back's autograph. When do they sign? They're putting that on delay a little bit. It was a powerful sweep because what did Vern tell us on Monday? This is the third straight time a team has readjusted their pitching staff because, oh, it's the Royals. 7-2 in 9 games in July. 2 games under 500. 3 games out of the wild card spot. Bring on the Mets, who just got swept by the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
And in brutal fashion. And now they're all confused because Juan Soto's not an all-star.
Oh. 7-2 this month. You love to see it. One word on the ABS system in the all-star game.
Wonderful. I don't have enough great superlatives to use for this. Again, I'm telling you. I know I may be overselling this thing for a lot of people. It's spectacular. And real.
I would say futuristic. This is the wave of the future. I've seen it in the minor leagues when they challenge it. It was awesome to see. It's not something that you're going to get tired of, right? Like in the NBA or in college basketball where they go to the table. At first, it was kind of cool because the referee was like you looking at pizza rolls at 1 o'clock in the morning through your microwave window.
Smash.
Now, it's drawn on and too long, and Bob made a good point. In the NFL, these replays take so long, and you had made a good point as well, Mac, to go with it, that there's so much to look at. You are looking at a ball or a strike, and it is on the Jumbotron, and then you move on. And I get it. It's one pitch, but one pitch can be very pivotal in a game. And
this, huge.
This is this is the futuristic approach of the future. Somebody in the text line says it's appropriate. It is, man.
Like,
how many times we sit there, that's not a strike.
Right,
how many times you can do a game and the guy next to you goes, boo, because he can't see if it's inside or outside. Well, now we have the chance to actually see it digitally on a screen.
Right.
It's great.
And quite frankly, for the players who are iffy about this, shut the F up. Okay, it's not about you. The game is not about you. It's about the fans. And this is better for the fans.
What percentage of the players that didn't like it were pitchers? 90?
No, I think less, because pitchers get the challenge too.
Sure.
You know, so I you know, it's like the, I hate to say this, it's like the Whit Merrifields of the world, you know, the chronic complainers.
Yeah. The negative Nancy's.
Yeah,
absolutely. Taking the game out of their hands. Yeah, thank you, because they're putting the game in their hands.
Right, and it's become the ump show for years. Oh, we've complained about Angel Hernandez and the ump show and all these guys making it about them. And now we have the opportunity to not make it about them. And then you've got people going, well, I don't know if this is the right thing to do.
Somebody says, what happens when there is a ball or strike situation, an intense game like the World Series, a high-intense situation, any game? That's where they don't. That's where I don't like the ABS. Well, then you're just going to be like those people that bitch and complain about the Chiefs getting the call against the Philadelphia Eagles. It was a hold. Oh, well, they can slow the game down and see. Well, I mean, look, dude, then that team didn't deserve to win the World Series because that umpire got it wrong. Get it right. You have the opportunity to make everything right. Do it.
Mm-hmm. It's the you can't call that at that point in the game guy. It's
I hate that guy.
The rules are the rules.
The rules are the rules, man. Burn. Like, let's go here. If it's a foul, it's a foul. It's a hold. It's a hold. It doesn't
stop
matter.
Stop breaking the law, a-hole.
Exactly. Like, you can't call that. What if it's a high-tense situation? Somebody, good.
Yeah.
And could you imagine a big, like, umpire, strike three, to end an inning.
Yeah.
Batter challenges. Ooh. It's a ball.
Awesome. Get back out there.
One word, Commanders bringing back their throwback unis.
Smart. Everything that this new ownership group has done has been brilliant. They basically said, all right, we know the last 30 years have been a dog pile for you guys here in D.C. It sucks. We're going to do everything opposite of what Daniel Snyder did. Number one is listen to the fans. The fans want the Redskins back, and they're close, I think, to maybe getting the Redskins back. But bringing back the old uniforms, moving the team into the city, the new state, all that stuff, it's brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. Pleasing, right? You're not only reaching out to your fan base that, you know, you completely brought back in because the Dan Snyder era was so pitiful. You're reading your audience. You're pleasing your fans. You're doing what you want to see a team do that is trying to be reborn. So I would almost say the word could be like a revival, right?
Yeah.
We're only, what, probably two seasons away from Washington's decided to go back after a signed petition by multiple fans of 100,000 or more to be called the Redskins. And I bet it happens. I know that that's, you know, an issue in sports where you can't have these derogatory names, but I would almost guarantee you that in 2 years, you will not be calling them the Washington Commanders. And this will be part of it. They're bringing back literally everything except the name and the logo.
Do you remember Dan Quinn last year at the press conference wearing the Redskin logo on his T-shirt? Mm-hmm. That wasn't done on accident. That was a test balloon. You throw that out there and see what the reaction is. And what was the reaction? Fans loved it. Fans love nostalgia. No matter what it is, we all love nostalgia. We long for the days of simpler times or however you view it. But we all love the throwback
stuff.
Does
anybody have
a
polo that says the Washington football team?
Because that was their day. They should have kept that instead of the Commanders.
Way
better than the Commanders. Way better.
Yeah, the Commanders name sucks.
It's terrible. And yeah,
it's terrible. It just sounds like 1980s cartoons or something.
Oh, like the Commanders.
It's a really bad name.
Oh, yeah. All right, one word. Mark Schlereth, stinky.
Oh, stank?
Here's stink.
I think for the first time in a long time, I do a radio show in Denver.
Good for you.
People feel like there was a time.
Like blood in the water?
Yeah, there was a time that Patrick Mahomes was the boogeyman, right? Like,
sure.
There's nothing we can do. But there feels like there's this league-wide sense that this is the first time in Kansas City, in his tenure at Kansas City, that they're vulnerable. Like that somebody else could
and that's creep off a up 15 and win this win season.
Right, win this division.
If you're a Denver Bronco fan, you should be thinking that you're going to win the division this year. There's so much excitement around the Broncos, right? Great defense. Bo Nix played good. Coach. You know, like, you should be excited if you are a Denver Bronco fan, and you should think that you're going to win the division. Because if you're a Bronco fan, I know my mindset would be, we really beat those guys twice last year. Save the block field goal. We can play with it. There's no reason we can't play with the Chiefs. If you're a Bronco fan, you should think you're going to win the division this year.
Yeah, delusional. Look, sophomore season for several quarterbacks in this league, Bo Nix being one of them. We shall see if that happens. Now, Denver is going to be reliant on their secondary. But I mean, you know, I don't know if Bo Nix is going to have that big year again. I mean, I hope more competition makes for a lot more fun in this league. Especially in the AFC West, but it ain't just the Broncos going after the Chiefs. You got the Raiders who have revamped their team. You have the Chargers who are coming back with Harbaugh and a team that went to the playoffs, and Herbert, who's probably hungry to prove that he's not a colossal failure when it just comes to playoffs, who had a good year last year. So the problem I would say is that the delusion is that it's not just the Chiefs in the AFC West. I know they are the cream of the crop of the AFC, but you got to at least get your division. And you've got other teams in your division that you have to also beat before you can get to the final boss, which is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I think every team in the division this year should have some sort of optimism that they're going to be a lot better than what they've been over the last 10 years. Mm. I wouldn't be surprised if San Diego ended up being the worst team in the division. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the Raiders. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the Broncos either. And I wouldn't be surprised if any of those teams are the second best team in the AFC West. It's going to be an interesting division this year.
Yeah, they blew the Chiefs out in Week 18. Who played quarterback?
Oh, it was Carson Wentz.
Almost cut your underclass.
Yeah, he did. That's right. He needed 1 yard out of Carson Wentz in that game. He almost didn't get it.
Broncos have not won 12 games since Peyton Manning was their quarterback in 2015. You're going to need at least 12 wins to get first in this division. The Chiefs have not won 12 games once in the Patrick Mahomes era.
So Obama was in office.
Say that again.
In the Patrick Mahomes era, the Chiefs have only not won 12 games one time.
Okay.
So you're going to need at least 12 to tie the Chiefs. You hope you have a tiebreaker. You really need 13 wins to win this division if you're Denver.
And the year they didn't win 12 games, they won 11. And you know what they did that year?
Won the whole freaking
game. Right. They won the Super Bowl.
That's crazy to think that if you win 11 games, it's considered a failure of a season.
It is now with the 17th game, right? 11-5 used to be a really nice record. Oh, almost guaranteed you getting into the playoffs.
I wonder how many times the Patriots got the one seed going 11-5.
I know they missed the playoffs being 11-5 once. That was the Matt Castle year.
Matt Castle, yep. One word, UFC legend Ben Askren says he died 4 times before life-saving double lung transplant. Askren says he's lost 50 pounds in 45 days dealing with severe pneumonia and has no memory of anything from the end of May to early July.
Scary.
Yeah.
Wild. That's why I always say, man, do nice things. Hug your loved ones.
You see that UFC fighter that is in the burn unit here in Kansas City?
No.
Was out at the track, I'm guessing in Topeka, because it's NHRA.
Oh, in a car accident.
Randy Couture.
Mr. America, Captain America.
He's in the burn unit here in Kansas City. Was involved in a fiery crash on a racetrack in Kansas, they said. Now, nobody's saying if it's Kansas Speedway, but they're saying NHRA, so I'm guessing it was out in Topeka.
Damn.
And they said he was airlifted to Kansas City.
Dang.
Well, that's
speedy
tragic.
Recovery to Randy Couture.
They expect him to be okay and recover, but I mean, burns all over his body.
Terrifying.
He was like one of the first guys when UFC started to really get going. He was like that big fighter.
Do you know how old he is, by the way?
Randy Couture?
Yep.
I bet he is 54.
Mac, what do you think?
I'm going to go 45.
Try 61. MMA legend Randy Couture was airlifted to a burn center Tuesday in Kansas City with injuries stemming from a single car crash at a pro stock racetrack. Sources closest to Couture confirmed his hospitalization to ESPN Wednesday following a TMZ report. Couture suffered first and second degree burns, trauma injuries, and smoke inhalation in the accident. The initial hope and belief is that he's going to recover. He's 62 years old.
Text line saying it was in Odessa, Missouri.
Oh, Odessa. Okay.
Mm-hmm. they have those like dirt tracks and stuff like that.
I know exactly where that is. Yeah.
Well, fight the fight, Randy.
Yeah.
Captain America right there for you from the UFC. Coming up on the other side, that was one word. We have Smash or Pass brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks with now two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Smash or Pass on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Smash or Pass, so remember this sounder.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
You want to be caller number, what is it, 7 wins in the month of July?
Yeah.
So caller number 7, you got to tell Mac that he's awesome.
Mac's awesome.
You also have to tell him that you love his laugh. And that he's very nice, and he will be. You're very welcome. He'll be sending you a Booth Creek Wagyu email. Smash or Pass brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. I sent you guys one earlier this week. I think we all smash because Nothing Bundt Cakes is a very dangerous store for three reasons. It smells lovely when you walk in. It's always cool. Like air-wise.
Yeah, got to keep those cakes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the ladies that work there are like sweeter than the bundt cakes. Hi, how are you today? Stressful. I'm about to spend $100 on a cake.
That's right.
Oh, well, thank you for choosing us. What's the name? Here you go. You have a lovely, oh, that's such a beautiful cake. Did you design it, Mary? Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Well, you're beautiful too. Have a great day. But they have a new one. It is the banana pudding one.
Yeah, it sounds good. I mean,
banana. It's like banana flavored bread. Inside is like the pudding, and then on top is the vanilla wafer.
Yeah, I'm in on that. Absolutely. Yeah. Banana pudding bun cake? Hell yes.
Does banana pudding rank top puddings?
I am not a chocolate pudding fan at all. Never have been. I got sick on that one time as a kid, and I was like, you have those moments. You're just never
one and done, baby.
One and done. I love a good rice pudding. It's really good.
Oh,
and
never had it.
I don't know the other puddings that
bread pudding.
Yeah, if you get a good bread pudding.
Jack Stack would do like the mold of the bread, and then do like the cream sauce over the top, and then drizzle like caramel. Ooh. Which is like not traditional bread pudding.
Yeah.
But they call it bread
really
pudding.
Is that really a pudding, though?
I don't know.
I mean, it says pudding in the name, so you got to call it a pudding. I'll put it up there.
What's that stuff that's got the chunks in it? It's got a name. It's a certain kind of pudding. Because I remember...
Figgy pudding?
Oh, I don't know if that's it. But it was like...
And that's something they serve at Christmas time?
It was like vanilla, and it would have like chunks in it.
I don't know.
I don't know what it's called.
Tapioca pudding?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
That sounds like that. Yeah.
There's not many puddings out there, though.
There's just not a lot. We kind of went through the main ones.
Yeah. I mean, what pudding have we left out? Vanilla pudding is up there. I always like vanilla pudding.
I liked the ones when I was a kid.
Pistachio pudding.
Never had it. The one when we were a kid, they had like, it was like one top layer was chocolate, middle layer was vanilla, and the bottom layer was chocolate.
Yeah.
And you would just, I don't know.
Snack packs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheese pudding?
What?
I don't know. It's tapioca. I don't know what cheese pudding
what?
Is. That sounds like a hot day jog. Bro. I got some cheese pudding down there, man. I got to get out of here and take a shower.
God. Yeah, that was like me yesterday in the heat.
It was like cheese pudding?
Yeah. Threw a cheese blanket on a cheese pudding.
Does anybody eat tapioca?
Nobody. No, the home. Jerry eats a lot of tapioca.
Hello,
he's
America.
Old, you know, they feed it to him. I want my tapioca. That's Jerry's
song. Tapioca or rice pudding?
Rice pudding is real. I like rice pudding. It's good. What is cheese pudding?
I don't know. Let me see.
Where did you find, never even heard of that?
Types of puddings, bro.
Types of cheese pudding.
It's made with cheese.
Well, I would hope so. Thank you, Mac.
Which, unlike cheesecake, can be served at room temperature.
Like the or mayo frozen. In New Orleans? What are you eating, a spoonful of mayo from New Orleans or tapioca pudding?
Tapioca pudding.
No chance you're getting that. I don't know, man. At least it's smooth in New Orleans.
I'm not touching that mayo. Sitting out in the sun. All the Southerners are like, it's been mayo on it, y'all.
So the buoyancy was off for sure.
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing. It was like, it was jiggly in the bottle. It was like nasty.
Pass. and then Bob sent us this most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it is a bowl of Fruit Loops. And in the Fruit Loops mixed in is tuna.
What the hell was that?
Not a chance. You're passing on this.
Tuna and mayo topped with Fruit Loops, basically. It all mixed together. No effing way.
No, dude. I love tuna. I really do.
I do too.
I follow these guys on Instagram called the Real Spud Bros, and they just make potatoes, and they always have an option to add. A lot of them are like the British people just get beans and cheese, and then every once in a while you see people get tuna.
Tuna.
That's how they say it. You want some tuna?
on a baked potato?
Dude, if you follow these guys, it looks good. Like it's hot tuna.
I'm not a hot tuna guy.
I'm a cold tuna guy.
Hot tuna, no.
That's
like the tuna melt?
Not a chance. I don't eat hot tuna.
Nope.
No, my dad once made a hamburger helper, but he used tuna. It was tuna helper.
No.
That's what it literally was called.
No, it's tuna helper. Yeah, that chance.
First time I ever cussed from my dad, I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not eating this blank.
Yeah.
Well, good. You're not eating tonight. Thank
Fine.
God.
I'll starve as opposed to eating tuna helper.
Can't wait to raise this kid. But yeah, tuna loops go hard is what the picture
not
says.
Not a chance.
The first comment on this photo is, I'm fat. I normally don't judge food creations. This person needs to be in jail for the remainder of their life.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I mean, but like tuna and Rice Krispies wouldn't be good, or tuna and Golden Grain. Like tuna and nothing would be good.
Yeah, are they trying to get like a crunch with the tuna? I'm just confused on what we're going for.
Crunch with your tuna.
Throw pickles in it.
Pickles, or you can crush up potato chips and throw it in there. But just slap them on top of your sandwich,
onion straws, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But Fruit Loops?
Oh.
Somebody actually ate that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody does eat that. Then the other one is, what is this, a corn dog? But actually, this is literally a corn dog.
That's right.
It's literally a corn dog. And there's Fruit Loops in the background.
There are! I didn't even notice that. Oh my God, there's Fruit Loops on the plate in the background.
With like a potato salad.
Yeah.
That I might try.
It's an ear of corn with a hot dog on it. You know, they hollowed it out, put the hot dog on there, ketchup and mustard.
But
now,
you can eat that middle part of
it. That's the question that I had. I don't think you can.
I don't think you can do that.
Who can bite into that?
Joey Chestnut with those teeth.
Those things
bite your leg off, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he was in saw in the basement, he wouldn't need the saw. He'd just start gnawing on his leg. There's no way that you can eat through that. Like, I guess you eat dumb.
That's just ridiculous.
This person's obsession with Fruit Loops. Because it looks like they're like tossed in a salad back there.
Is there some sort of Midwestern salad that we don't know about, like a Jell-O pretzel salad that they roll out there for the holidays and whatnot? Is there some sort of Midwestern Fruit Loops salad that we're not aware of?
I just didn't know Fruit Loops were still a thing. I use Claussen pickles in my tuna and chicken salad instead of celery. Of course, that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Chop up your pickles in chunks. I'm a very simplistic person with my tuna. I just like pickles, a little bit of mayo, I guess I'm not simple.
That's a lot.
Pickles, horseradish, a little bit of mayo, mustard, Tabasco, and chopped up pickles.
I'm simple. Here are 17 things.
Yeah, I totally contradicted to that. Yeah, really for sure.
I'm very simple with my tuna. I put this. Fresh dill and tuna is always good.
Oh, absolutely.
And I will tell you, instead of doing all of that, just put tzatziki dip in the tuna. It's got your cucumbers. It's got your crunch. It's got your mayonnaise-based like substance.
Oh, I'm in.
Got your dill. Whip that up, and you don't even need mayonnaise or anything like that. Tzatziki and a can of tuna.
That's
a sandwich.
Smash. B-Dub just texted me and said the only cheese pudding he eats comes with chips, and it's called, it comes with chips to dip it in.
I got that, the nacho cheese, B-Dub.
Yeah, cheese pudding. What are we doing here?
That's what it is. It's those cans of cheese, you know, like cheese
text
pudding.
Text line says Spectre probably eats fancy cheese pudding.
No, Spectre doesn't eat cheese pudding. He eats like something like a moose bouche pudding.
Yeah, he eats caviar and calls it fish pudding.
Yeah.
Somebody says they had the banana pudding bundt cake from Nothing Bundt Cakes yesterday, and they're absolutely fantastic.
Of course.
I mean, duh.
Of course. Have you had something from there? Even if you don't really like the flavor where you go, nah, it's no good. It's always good.
The best thing I've ever had from there is the white chocolate raspberry, not white chocolate raspberry. White chocolate raspberry cake or whatever it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Awesome. Oh, it's awesome, dude. I can't remember. It's so good. But yeah, anything that's banana pudding based, man, even if it's at Golden Corral.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Caller number 7, tell Mac that he's awesome.
Mac's awesome.
Tell him that he's got a nice laugh and tell him that he's a nice guy. That's all you got to do. Caller number 7, you got your chance at Booth Creek Wagyu. Of course, Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. I'll tell you what, Dion's at it again. Does Bob agree or disagree with Coach Prime? 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.